Good morning. This message is not for the unbeliever. There is plenty of evidence to prove that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I firmly believe that any man who will examine the evidence that is available will be convinced that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. But we're not attempting to produce that evidence now. This message is not for the man who does not believe in the verbal inspiration of the Bible. I believe the evidence is such that any man of honest heart would be a believer in the inspiration of the Bible if he would carefully examine the evidence that is available, but I do not propose to do that now. You do believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. You do believe that the Bible is the Word of God. Then let us proceed. Jesus prayed that his followers might be one. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also that believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, even as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. John 17:20-21. Did Jesus pray for an impossibility? The greater part of the world does not believe in Jesus Christ as the resurrected Son of God. Their souls are in danger, for Jesus alone saves, and in none other is there salvation, for neither is there any other name under heaven given among men wherein they must be saved. Acts 4:12. We learn then from the Word of God that salvation is in the name of Christ and in none other. God through the prophet Isaiah said, "And the nations shall see thy righteousness, and the kings thy glory, and thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of Jehovah shall name." Isaiah 62:20. What is that new name? Disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. The word called in this passage is used some 10 times in the New Testament, and it means a divine decree or word. It is the same word translated warn in Matthew 2:12 when the wise men were warned not to report back to Herod. It is used in Matthew 2:22. Joseph was warned not to return to Bethlehem, but to go to Nazareth. So when it is translated in Acts 11:26, called, it means that it was from God that the disciples were called Christians. So here is the new name, Christian. No one had ever been called a Christian before that time. The Holy Spirit confirms this name. But if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. 1 Peter 4:16. We can be one in Christ with this name, but we cannot be one and wear any other name, at least not in Christ. The house of God is the church of the living God. 1 Timothy 3:15. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. God told us by Isaiah that in the latter days God's house would be established and all nations would flow into it. Isaiah 2:2. So God prophesied that there would be one church for all nations. Paul tells us that this one church would be for all time. Unto him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus unto all generations forever and ever. Amen. Ephesians 3:21. Nothing could be plainer than the fact that God gave us Jesus, who said he would build his church and the gates of hell should not prevail against it. Matthew 16:18. Notice again the teaching of the Holy Scripture. As a husband is the head of the wife, so is Christ the head of the church. It is one. Christ loved the church and gave himself up for it. He cleansed it. It should be holy and without spot. In marriage, the husband and wife become one flesh. So Christ and his church are to be one. Ephesians 5:31-32. God has left us without excuse if we do not believe there is only one church that is ordained by God. There is one body, Ephesians 4:4. The body is the church, Ephesians 1:22-23. He hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. We have learned that we have one name and one church. Now we learn that there is one Lord, or ruler, one faith and one baptism, Ephesians 4:5. Christ is the one who has all authority, Matthew 28:18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." We may not submit to any other rulership but his. There is one faith. That faith was once for all time delivered to the saints. Jude writes, "Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you, and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints." Jude 3. There is one baptism, and that baptism is for the remission of sins, Acts 2:38. We are baptized into one body, 1 Corinthians 12:13. We have already learned that the one body is the church. We have division when we have an unscriptural name, 1 Peter 4:16. We have division when we have more than one church, Ephesians 4:4, Ephesians 1:2, and verse 23. When we have two churches, we must of necessity have more than one Lord. We must have more than one faith, and we have more than one baptism. People who have another faith also have another baptism. Let us examine now the day the church was born, that church that Jesus said he would build. The gospel is God's power to save. Romans 1:16, Paul says, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." The Holy Spirit, by Paul, declared that the gospel was the facts of the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:1-4. "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel, which I preached unto you, which also you have received, wherein you stand, by which also you're saved, if you keep in memory what I've preached unto you, unless you've believed in vain. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures." These facts were first proclaimed to the world on the day of Pentecost, and this is recorded in Acts chapter 2. After Peter had preached of the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, he said, "Let all the house of Israel know surely that God hath made that same Jesus whom you've crucified both Lord and Christ." Acts 2:36. Recognizing the authority of Jesus and what they had done, when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Acts 2:37. As we began this lesson, we learned that people, in order to be one, must believe the word as given by the apostles. John 20:30-31. "And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written, that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name." Listen now as Peter speaks. "Repent ye, and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ unto the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Acts 2:38. Note God's plan. "They then that received his word were baptized, and there were added to them in that day about 3,000 souls." Who added them? The Lord added them. Acts 2:47 says, "The Lord added to the church daily," or added to their number daily, "those who were being saved." Let us note also what these people did, whom the Lord added to the church, after they had heard and obeyed the words of the apostles. "And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, and in the breaking of bread and prayers." Acts 2:42. Our citizenship is in heaven. Philippians 3:20. "For our conversation," or citizenship, "is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ." Friends, join us in serving the Lord Jesus Christ according to the plain pattern that we've discovered in this lesson. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me." John 14:6. Division is sinful. Romans 16:17. If we follow the way left us in the Bible, we shall walk in the light as he is in the light, and we shall have fellowship with one another. 1 John 1:7. I am willing to serve God according to the plan as revealed in his word. Are you? We must have fellowship if the blood of Christ is going to cleanse us from all iniquity. 1 John 1:7. Listen to Jesus' prayer for not only the apostles and the disciples of that day, but for his followers that would live even 2,000 years later. "Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee. That they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me, and the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one, even as we're one, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me." Will the world believe that Jesus is the Son of God? It depends upon us in being united in God's word, and not in human doctrine. If there's any way that we can help you or encourage you, would you please let us know? And until next week, may God bless and keep you.